We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 72 degrees. President Trump is now looking for a new national security advisor.
Hours after the president tweeted that John Bolton's services are no longer needed at the White House, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defended the president's decision to fire his national security advisor.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants. At any moment, this is a staff person who works directly for the president of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy.
Pompeo said there were many times that he and Bolton disagreed and that the decision did not surprise him. The president said he will be naming a new national security advisor, his fourth since taking office, next week. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Kansas health officials say they have confirmed the first death in the state related to an outbreak of a lung disease linked to vaping. Kansas Department of Health and Environment said the recent death involved a Kansas resident over the age of 50 who had a history of underlying health issues.
A Wichita man injured in an officer-involved shooting last year was in court yesterday. Richard Gore pleading guilty to one count of aggravated criminal threat. Prosecutors say that Gore appeared to be drunk when he was firing a gun in the area of Oliver and George Washington Boulevard. Gore was shot by officers after refusing to put down his gun. Sentencing is set for November.
The Wichita City Council covered several topics at Tuesday's meeting.
The group approved a total of $12.4 million in revenue bonds for Neumann University. There's no cost to the city, as the Kansas Independent College Finance Authority will issue the bonds. The city also approved $53 million in revenue bonds for Presbyterian Manors, who has their headquarters here in Wichita. We also found out next year's cultural funding allocation amounts. The 2020 budget is nearly $4.5 million, with nearly $436,000 going towards grants. Of that, Exploration Place will receive just over $60,000, while Music Theater Wichita will get around $59,000. Finally, a patio space lease agreement at Nafsker Park was deferred to the October 1st meeting. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help to identify a suspect from a recent burglary.
It happened around 12:30 on the morning of August 13th at Trailers and More in the 400 block of North Mays Road. The surveillance video shows the suspect's car was parked in a parking lot of an animal hospital to the south. Police officer Kevin Wheeler says the suspects began by opening an empty unlocked trailer that belonged to a customer.
The two unknown suspects then pried the door to the shop to gain entry, and once inside, the suspects took two gas-powered string trimmers that belonged to customers. They also removed three hammers that were hanging on the wall and three Craftsman cordless drills.
The total loss was valued at just over $1,000. Photos from the break-in can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about this crime, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. You can submit an online tip or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Federal officials are investigating the death of an Indiana man at a northeast Kansas grain processing plant. Atchison County Sheriff Jack Laurie says 26-year-old Angel Silas De Leon of Logansport, Indiana, died from an electrical shock Friday at the Cargill Ag plant in the Cummings area. Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation into the death.
A teenager in Florida charged with trying to get her parents killed.
A 17-year-old girl from Umatilla, Florida, outside Orlando, is now facing charges of hiring someone to kill her own parents. Police won't say why she wanted her folks dead, but says the girl stole more than $1,400 from her parents' bank account and spent most of the money on two different people she wanted to commit the murders. She also spent $100 on cocaine for herself. Investigators say another teen tipped off the deputy posted at the high school, which led to the arrest. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. If you've got plans to head to the Kansas State Fair today, it is going to be nice, but it will be windy this afternoon. Sunshine and near 90 for the high. Partly cloudy tonight, Tarlow 74. And our next storm system will move in tomorrow afternoon. Could give us some thunderstorms, some strong, with a high 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind to 10 miles per hour and 72 degrees. 7:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. The Wichita Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating a missing man. 78-year-old J.C. Todd was last seen around 5 p.m. Tuesday in the 1300 block of North Poplar. He was driving his red 1996 Dodge Ram. Police say Todd suffers from dementia. Todd is a black male, 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighs 135 pounds. He has a gray beard and glasses. Todd last seen wearing a black T-shirt and blue jeans. And anyone who sees Todd is asked to call the police. Just call 911 if you see Mr. Todd.
Yeah, we hope they can locate him.
Yes, sir. 7:34 now, Stephen Ted. And tonight, this evening at Wichita State University, Mr. Stephen Collis is going to be speaking. And he is the author of a book. Let me get the title here. Deep Conviction, True Stories of Ordinary Americans Fighting for the Freedom to Live Their Beliefs. We're talking about religious freedom. And Mr. Collis is with us this morning. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Basically, you are an expert or somebody who's done a lot of study on religious liberty. One of our people from Kansas, Mr. Brownback, former senator, got a position with the government where that's one of his positions that he is apparently trying to promote religious freedom around the world. Is it a big, big problem that we're facing here, Stephen?
Certainly around the world, and what Senator Brownback is doing actually is or Ambassador Brownback is actually really crucial. But yes, it is a major problem around the world, and it's becoming an issue in the United States.
Every now and then we'll hear something about, from the Mideast where Christians are being persecuted pretty in nasty situations, but we don't hear a lot of it. It doesn't seem to make media a lot, but is that pretty common overseas? How common is it?
It's incredibly certainly for Christians to be persecuted, but also for Muslims and people of minority beliefs, really anywhere in the world, to be honest with you. There's a kind of a natural human tendency to want to persecute people who are different than us, and religious persecution is no different than any other kind.
Steve, do you have anything to say about the recent story, made a lot of news, where people who had this bakery, they were asked to make a wedding cake for a gay couple, and they turned him down, then they got into trouble for that. What do we need to know about that, Stephen?
Well, it's really important to understand the facts of that case, and I actually write about the book. But the baker, it's not that he turned away the couple. The baker had qualms with baking cakes to celebrate certain events. So he wouldn't bake cakes to celebrate Halloween. He wouldn't bake cakes that would celebrate bachelor parties. He was even asked to bake cakes to celebrate a divorce, and he wouldn't do that. Believe it or not, people want cakes to celebrate divorce. And one of his religious beliefs is that he can't bake cakes to celebrate a same-sex wedding. So he has no qualms selling anything in his store to a gay couple that would come in, but he couldn't celebrate certain events. And when he turned them down, that's what led to the state of Colorado coming after him for almost 7 years.
All right, you've got another example that you can share with us about that you cover in the book there?
Yeah, sure. So the book covers four key cases. One involves a Catholic priest in 1813 New York. One involves an atheist in 1960 who was denied a job because of his religious beliefs or non-belief in that case. And another story involves a Klamath Indian man who the state of Oregon tried to criminalize the central practice of his faith. And then I end by telling this cake baker story. And the hope is that people understand that all of these people of such very different religious beliefs are actually all protected the same, both across time and across their varying different beliefs. And the goal is for the story to be the book to be just a fun, interesting read, fast-paced like a novel. But hopefully along the way, people understand a little bit better how we've been able to survive in such a religiously diverse country for so long, and yet do so peacefully and side by side in a way that's really unique in human history and across the globe even today.
Now, you are you're an author. Are you also a professor? Is that right, Stephen?
So I'm a research fellow at Stanford Law School.
Okay.
And next year will be the executive director of Stanford's Constitutional Law Center.
All right. Now, listen, day to day, I look at things, of course, in the media, and we apparently, it's always been this way, I suppose, but we all seem to have a feeling that we have the right and the privilege to find that sliver in our neighbor's eye. You know what I'm saying? We all seem to be able to judge everybody else. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that's true. It's a natural human tendency, and I think most people, almost every religion I know of on earth, discourages that and actually teaches against it, and we probably all should do a better job of not doing that. And certainly what we shouldn't be doing is trying to use the law or to use the power of government to punish people who believe differently than we do.
Wichita State University, you're going to be with us tonight at Wichita State. Is it tonight that you're speaking?
Yeah, tonight, 7 p.m. at the Hughes Metroplex. There's a great auditorium there. We're going to be talking about religious freedom and how it really protects all of us, no matter our beliefs or non-beliefs. I think it's going to be a great event, and I hope people can come.
Yeah, it's a good venue. I think you'll enjoy coming. You've never been to Wichita, have you?
No, it's my first time.
All right.
Great
well, hope you have a good experience when you're here, and we're looking forward to seeing what you have to say tonight. Thank you for being with us this morning. We appreciate it, sir.
That is right back at you. Thank you so much.
Stephen Callis. His book, by the way, again, is Deep Conviction, True Stories of Ordinary Americans Fighting for the Freedom to Live Their Beliefs. Pretty good topic. It should be an interesting discussion tonight at the Hughes Metroplex there, Wichita State University. 7:40 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Hey, today is KNSS. Today is September 11th, 2019. On this date in 1967, Ted, the Carol Burnett Show made its debut on CBS.
Really?
It ran until 1978. So
I was only 17 days old.
Really? So I had about an 11-year run.
And boy, I sure remember.
How old were you when you first remember?
Oh, probably seven or eight, early 70s. I'm sure I was watching it with my mom and dad. Yeah.
What a show.
Staple.
What a terrific show. On this date in 1970.
And, you know, as the years go on, I'm more and more appreciative of it, just how amazing it really was.
We don't do that stuff anymore
on TV. No,
it's
stuff like that doesn't get done.
That kind of entertainment is gone.
That kind of skit humor just doesn't really.
It's almost like.
Oh, my gosh, so funny.
But that will never disappear. That has value. It'll come back. Somebody will figure it out. You know, Saturday Night Live kind of got into it.
Yeah, it's. But boy, it was Carol Burnett and funny.
You know, they had a great ensemble. They had great people. In this date in 1974, Little House on the Prairie made its TV debut.
Boy.
Of course, that was about a little girl.
Talk about wholesome.
Yeah. That was in 1974. All right, Ted. 7:41 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update. A new job for the former festivals boss, Mary Beth Jarvis. Going to talk about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.